You're listening to Bob Tanum in the Garden on Talk Radio 560.
Wonderful wet Sunday morning. I hope you are all in and listening to the radio so that you can call in to 1-415-808-5600. This is program number 3,280. Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
I'm just thinking about that. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Well, you say
the number every week, and yet...
God, that's a lot. Anyway, I wish every one of those programs paid a little more than this one does. Anyway, we'll survive it. Anyway, David Farrow is my producer, and he is a very big expert in Mac computers, so you might want to, if you have a problem, do it. Go on his website called www.david@creativegoose.com. Don't forget the E's on the end of creative and the E on the end of goose. .com. You know how to spell com? C-O-M. Anyway, we're getting ready to have all of the wonderful events talk to us about going on in the Bay Area. And so here is Edie with all of that going on.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Daddy. All right. So, you know, it's Christmas time. So this is what we do. We kind of try to show what we can drive by and take a look at and walk around and all holiday themed stuff. So holiday lights, magical moments, magical holiday moments. This is happening in Fairfield. It's 2132 Calder Place. And they're going to be having their light show and their Christmas celebrations all the way through January 2nd. So if you want to, if you're near the area, today's not the best day to go driving around. But, you know, later on this week, Friday, I hear it's going to be pretty clear and crisp and cool. So that type of thing will be happening. There's also the Sweet Peas Nursery Holiday Boutique in Vacaville. They're located at 891 Alamo Drive. And you can always give them a call to see how they're doing at 707-474-9807, 707-474-9807. And I've also linked on our website, I did this a while ago, a little interview my dad was doing at that location at Sweet Peas Nursery in Vacaville. It's kind of was one of those live broadcasts that they do. So it's kind of a cute little video to find online. If you're looking for Bob Tanum on YouTube, you'll find a couple of videos over there too, but also linked from bobtanum.com website. Mondays from 5 to 8 every Monday, Bright Lights Garden Delights in Fair Oaks. So this is over in Sacramento area. This is at the Fair Oaks Horticultural Center, 11549 Fair Oaks Boulevard. It's free, but donations of canned food are accepted. The carolers happen every night at every Monday from 5 to 5:30. You can also stroll through their water-efficient landscapes, and you can find out more information by going to SACMG, Sacramento Master Gardeners, sacmg.ucanr.edu. You can also, at any time, to find out more information about your local Master Gardeners, you can always go to ucanr.edu and then look up your local location. Yeah. December, let's see, here we are. Happening also at Gamble's Gardens. They will be having their winter festivals, etc. Go to their website at www.gamblegarden.org or give them a phone call. They'll have a message there to let you know what's happening in current events, 650-329-1356, 650-329-1356. Gamble Gardens is in Palo Alto at 1431 Waverly Street. So that's 1431 Waverly Street in Palo Alto. And let's see, Arden Wood Historic Farm is having a big event next Saturday. From 10 until 4, ongoing events. One would be 11 to 12 as Pollinator Power. And also Native Plant Gardens from 1:30 to 2:30. And then they have house tours available if you'd like to register for one of those. They are located in the East Bay at 34600 Arden Wood Boulevard. A-R-D-E-N Wood. And then it's a place that's also sponsored by East Bay Parks. So you can always go to www.ebparks.org/parks, and you can find out more information about Arden Wood Historical Farm. And let's see, Garden for the Environments has ongoing classes. So you can contact them by going to www.gardenfortheenvironment.org. They're located in San Francisco at 1590 7th Avenue. And we'll give them a phone call at 415-558-8246. 415-558-8246. Ruth Bancroft is always having their holiday lights, etc., from 5:30 in the evenings. They're located at 1552 Bancroft Road in Walnut Creek. And you can also go to their website at ruthbancroftgarden.org. And tickets are on sale now, of course. I believe there was something on the back of something. Oh, Philoli, of course, is having their holiday house. And they are at 86 Kenyatta Road in Woodside. Dad can describe my paperwork if he wants later.
<I'm good.
laughs> Where did I get this stuff? Philoli Orchid. Philoli Holiday House, 86 Kenyatta Road in Woodside. Give them a call for reservations at 650-364-8300. 650-364-8300. And of course, that's ongoing through the festival season as well. I believe I'm done, Dad. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
if you ever have any things, you know, you can always get a hold of us through the website. All right, there you go.
All right. Hey, our numbers, if you'd like to call in, I know it's a wet and soggy, wonderful day. And you can call in at 1-800-808-5600. 808-5600. It's a great thing. Speaking of Philoli, 1-800?
Oh, no, 415.
415-382. No, that's never mind.
No, not that number.
not that. Oh, God, I'm really. 1-800. No, it's not 100.
Okay.
I don't have an 800 number. That's
nope.
Too bad. I'd like to have one.
No, that's okay.
1-808-5600. There. How's that sound, David?
Much better.
All right, much better, much better. 1-415, then 808-5600. That's the number to call in this morning if you would like to call. Anyway, it's raining. It's not pouring yet, but maybe we can get some really pouring. It'll, you know, I'll take what I can get as long as you can do everything else. I finally finished all of my Christmas cards. I mailed them all out the other day. I've done that. And I'm starting to get some answers back, which is really very nice. I have something besides give me money email or mail, that type of thing. There's a lot of stuff going on in my life, and sometimes I can't keep up with it. You know this Philoli thing. Bev and I were there. We used to go there a lot because, but then when Bev always bought some stuff. More ornaments. We have a tree right now that's my memory tree. I left it up from last Christmas, and it's pretty nice. I'll probably take it down this year, though, because I want, you know, whatever. And good grief, stuff like that. I had some notes on stuff like that when, you know, right after the clouds disappear in the next couple of days, we're going to probably get a major frost. So you want to be able to really check that out with your citrus and bougainvillea. What do you do with a bougainvillea? Protect it, of course, in the wintertime. And maybe sort of, you know, one of the things with bougainvillea, they get too much water in the wintertime. So when they come out in the spring, if you get a cold snap in February, which is highly possible, then you want to be able to do that kind of thing. And, God, where did my mind go when I was giving out that number? I have no idea. Hello there. 415, then 808-5600. See, that's the recording kind of thing.
Yeah.
And don't forget, if you have a Mac or other problems in your home and computers and things like that, David, my producer, is quite adequate to take care of almost all of your problems, unless you drop it on the floor. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. If you're a real gardener, you're probably out there pulling weeds. because, you know, in a day like this, there's not much else you can. Yeah, well, you know, you get sloshy and stuff, but the weeds are easy to pull at this time of the year. They'll never be less easy than this time, right now. But I don't think anybody's going to be doing that right this second. Anyway, we do have calls someplace, I hope. Anyway, one of the other things, do I want to talk all? You know, I have a problem that I'm looking at and going over, and I still haven't made up my mind on that. Somebody in Arizona wants me to go nationwide. I'm not sure. It sounds sort of phony, but then it's not. You know, it's pretty attractive. So I'm not going to sign any contract. You know, for the last umpteen years, I have never had a contract with any radio station. How about that? I don't think there's anybody on the radio or in television or anything else that doesn't have a contract of some sort. And I just don't want to sign a contract. Anyway, I'll let you know that. Anyway, our numbers, if you'd like to call, I'm going to take a little break right now so you can go in and dial 1415, then 808-5600. This is Bob Tanum in the Garden Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Texas. Hi there, Bill.
Howdy, Bob.
Howdy.
Question for you.
Sure.
Or was the old man snoring? You had said a little bit earlier that it's raining and it's pouring, so.
Where's the old man snoring? Oh, okay, okay, I got it. The eyes of Texas are upon you.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of old school, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. God, I am old school, I'll tell you. But that's okay, I can do it.
Literally.
Except I couldn't figure out what phone call I'm supposed to give out on the air this morning. I have no idea what that's about.
Yeah, I'm glad. You'll get an 800 number one of these days, I guess, huh?
I was thinking, I was just thinking of a dear friend of mine, Rush Limbaugh. That's a long time ago, but then that's another story. Anyway, Bill, how can I help you with a lemon tree?
Well, hey, actually, I just wanted to thank you for the advice. I've called you a couple times about Tony's lemon tree out on the back patio here. And actually, we got below zero, not below zero, but below zero Celsius.
Below freezing, yes. I'm not the only one confused this morning.
Yeah, we actually got to 28 first thing this morning. I actually went out to try to look for that Christmas comet. I couldn't see it, but it was damn cold. But I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, the advice you'd given us, I think some actinivate and a couple of other things. Boy, it's just a teeny little lemon tree, but it's got blossoms coming out on that thing like you wouldn't believe. So,
isn't that great?
Out there that may be tuning in for the first time, this old codger kind of knows what he's talking about. So,
you got that, the old codger. I really feel old this morning, but I think I feel like that almost every morning. It takes a long time to get the bones working and to get me out of bed. However, Bill, I really appreciate your call. And
it's raining for you guys out there too.
That's big time. We've got to get more. Of course, I feel comfortable when the Shasta Dam is overflowing. There you go.
Before the snow melts too. Huh?
Yeah, really. Okay. Well, hey, thank you.
All right. Happy
Christmas.
Days before Christmas.
Yes. Hey, very good. That's great. All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Let's go to Carol. Carol is in Danville. Hi there, Carol.
Good morning. I'm calling to ask the question about how often we can use the cloud cover or wilt-proof to protect against frost.
I would do it once a month.
Okay, great.
Would be December, January, February. You can probably ease off at the end of February.
All righty. Secondly, we also have a silly lemon tree that's off season, and it is in full bloom right now. It's amazing to sit and watch the hummingbirds and the bees right outside our window and coming to pollinate.
And
we had frost last night. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's out there. And then right after a rain and the clouds clear and you start to go, oh, God, it's going to be cold. Anyway, yeah, Carol, get out there. Do the Wiltproof and other products that you might find.
Okay.
Bonheim puts out a great product, so you might want to check that out at your local nurseries. Okay. All right. Thanks, Carol. You bet. Jan is in Fairfax. Hi there, Jan.
Good morning. Good morning, Bob and Edie. How are you?
Yeah, right. Same problem I have.
I moved here to Fairfax about a year ago from San Francisco, so I'm not real used to the weather up here. It's different than San Francisco, obviously. And on the east side of the house here is a barrel with some daisy plants with, I don't know if they call them daisies, but they look like daisies with red flowers about maybe 2 inches in diameter. And they've gotten about 6 feet high. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. I must have called the wrong number.
No, you got the right number. It's just that dead flowers in a barrel.
No, daisy flowers.
Daisy
flowers.
They look
flowers. Like daisies. They're the shape of daisies. I don't know if they're officially daisies or not, but they're red flowers. And they grow prolifically. It's just that right now, at the end of the year, they've died back. And I don't know whether to wait in and see if they come back in the spring or replant.
Oh, Jan, I think that they are something. I think if they died back, they would be Transvaal daisies.
Oh, which Transvaal daisies?
Yeah, that's okay. Those are the ones that would die back in the winter, and they shall return in the spring.
Oh, great. That's what I was hoping.
Yeah, well, hope is eternal.
Yes, as are the daisies, hopefully.
Yep. Yeah, Jan, I'm assuming there if they're about a 2 inches red daisy, Transvaal daisy, and you would have transplanted, you didn't plant them originally, did you?
You know, I might have, but I left my memory in San Francisco.
Well, if you can, I don't blame you for leaving San Francisco, but then that's why I broadcast from home rather than from going into the city every morning like I used to have to do. But then me and that type of thing. So, yeah, it's you have to be careful where you walk in the city now. So,
you do, yes.
That's too bad. What I would do is if you can find something like sort of a mulch, sort of like redwood, shredded redwood bark, put a couple of inches of that over the top of the barrel. But other than that, I would just leave them alone till spring. And at that time, give me a call and I'll tell you what to do with them. All right?
Great, great. Thank you so much.
Jan, that's why I'm here. You take care. Bye-bye. Arvy is in Petaluma. Hello there, Arvy.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question for you. In the past, I've done a little bit of winter gardening in my backyard, in my garden. I'm usually a summer gardener, but I haven't had very good luck. I've done broccoli and I've done lettuces, but the problem with those is I get all these bugs, and especially in the broccoli, I get these little aphid things, and I'm just wondering if there are winter crops a guy could plant that he's not going to have to worry so much about the bugs.
Well, I see there's fava beans. They're always easy. You can always see, you know, one of the things you may not have done is to plant a winter crop of peas, like pea pods and or what do I want to call them? Just peas.
The Japanese
yeah,
peas?
Pea pods. Yeah.
Pea pods. Okay. Wow.
You know, those are great and those are easy. One of the things, the way of planting them is a really unique way, is to dig down about 2 inches in the garden and then put the peas in there. And then as they start to sprout, lightly put the new soil over the top of them until they get to the surface and then just let them grow.
Okay. All right. I have planted some onions for chives, and the onions seem to do pretty well in the wintertime. And then
they're easy.
I don't worry about bugs.
You know, thank you for talking about onions, because Dixondale Farm right now will be shipping live onions out instead of try the onion sets. I'm not a devotee of the onion sets, but I certainly am. In fact, we won best in show at the Marin County Fair for our onions from Dixondale Farm. So that's pretty good.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's excellent. Wow. Well,
but you can go to
Dixondale.
Yeah. Oh, I love the rain. Good. You know, I almost hold my breath until we get a good storm, because I went through the nursery business during the 75, 76, 77 drought, and I lost probably $300,000 a year. That was something to be aware of. Yeah, right. So anyway, that I get nervous, even as a former nursery person, about when it doesn't rain. I don't want to live in a desert. I want to live in wonderful California. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Arvy. You take care. Yeah. Merry Christmas is right. Let's go to Ed in Danville. Hi there, Ed.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I've been fine. I'll let you know in a couple of years.
I can hear the happiness in your voice today because of the rain. Me too.
You know that, yeah. It's a psyche thing with me.
I know, with me as well. I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
I would like to plant a Chinese pistache tree, and I wonder if it's too late. Should I wait a few?
No. Actually, now is a good time. They probably won't have any leaves on them. But they may have some remaining leaves, so you could probably tell if they're really a vibrant color. You won't know whether they're male or female at this point, but you will be able to plant them, and I think I would do it right now because they're dormant, basically. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And would you recommend the female tree because to have less pollen?
No. I male or female, it doesn't matter.
It's fine. Okay.
Because, female will have berries and it'll attract birds. And the male is, it's fine. You know, it doesn't really make any difference with that other than you'll have maybe some birds flying around your house that you didn't have before. And that's all. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed, and you take care. All right, we're going to take a little break right now and get right back to your calls at 1-415 then 808-5600. So I made it right, okay?
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
This is Bob Tanum in the Garden on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Hey, Joan in San Francisco, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I have to inform you that if you go down to San Francisco, you're not going to step in anything. I was down there yesterday.
They cleaned up the
clean as they were.
Really? Well, that's good news.
Yes, that's good news. Okay, just wanted to ask you, you said a while back, the Christmas lilac tree.
Yeah.
You said to stop watering it in September, which I did.
Yeah. Okay.
So when do you start watering it?
Well, after the rains are over in the spring. I actually, that would be in latter part of March.
In March, okay. And you also have, for the Christmas cactus...
Yeah.
What you water it with.
Oh, hydrogen peroxide after it's through blooming now.
Now?
Yeah. You don't. You just keep it moist at this particular time. It should be in bud right now.
Yes, it is.
Okay. then
so
just,
what would be the hydrogen peroxide? When would you start?
Oh, start the hydrogen peroxide mix. That would be 50-50. And you put it on a 50%, well, half and half, water and hydrogen peroxide. And you water that once a month, probably right after it's through blooming. Yes. Okay?
Once a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. I guess that's all I have to know. I have to know a lot of things.
Well, you know, one at a time. That's good. Forever. Yeah. All right, John.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Tim is in Palo Alto. Hi there, Tim.
Good morning, and Merry Christmas, Bob.
Thank you.
I have a orange tree. It's about maybe 25 years old, and it's always had oranges, you know, like all over throughout the tree. But this year, they're just growing in big clumps, maybe 5, 6 at a time, but they're just all like grapes growing through the tree. They're not spread out like they usually are, and I'm wondering, did I do something wrong this year?
I have no idea what you do. No, I'm not gonna, I don't know if you do anything wrong or not. But on the orange tree, they are from my understanding of what you're talking about, they come out in clusters.
Right. That's what they are. Just like a bunch of grapes.
Wow.
I've never seen it on this tree before, and I'm just curious if there's something that should add to the soil. We feed
are
it.
You fertilizing?
I use it citrus fertilizer, and I also use the alfalfa, and I also put deep water with my watering wand. I go down about 18 inches all the way around the tree.
That'll do it. Yeah. Well, I think it's sounds like it's a pretty happy tree. I think you're fine. What the real test will be is how large they are.
They're large.
And are they large?
Yeah, they're large.
So, hey, enjoy them. I think you're doing the right thing. Now, one thing, Tim, citrus normally doesn't need any pollinators because each and every bloom is sort of like a tomato blossom. They are self-pollinating. But in this case, maybe you got some bee activity over there and you're getting really amazing production. So my theory would be that if you're got a healthy tree and you're all fine, watch out for the frost, but I think you're okay.
Well, I keep about 4 strands of the incandescent Christmas tree light bulbs.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I keep those turned on all year round this time of the year.
Okay, that'll be fine. That's great. Yeah. So protect the crop and enjoy the oranges, my thought. Okay.
Okay, sir. Have a good year. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Thank you, Tim. Joseph is in San Jose. Hi there, Joseph.
Giuseppe.
Oh, Giuseppe. Sorry. Giuseppe, thank you. Hi.
Hi. I got a Washington orange, about 45 years old, and it's got white stuff underneath the leaves and bugs moving around there, too. And right out of the butt, it's got the same stuff. And it's if you touch it, it's kind of sticky and comes off like a web.
Yeah, that's woolly apple, citrus bugs. Neem oil would be my spray to use.
Neem oil, okay. Yeah.
And do that, you know, well, Giuseppe, you got to think about when. Right now, you should have some oranges on it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then, with that, what I would do is to spray it probably now, and then I would wait a couple of maybe 3 weeks and then spray again. That's going to, with the oranges, you're probably going to have to wash them off before you eat them, and that's the main thing.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a lifespan on these trees?
With citrus,
looks really weak compared to what it used to look like.
Well, I would say if it's a good, healthy tree, being fed once a month and taken care of, watered, and all that kind of good stuff, I think it would be probably the 40 to 50 years.
Yeah, it's 45 now, so okay, so maybe in 5 years, got to replant it. put it.
You probably, yeah. Okay.
Can I put another one right in the same spot?
I think you're fine. Yeah, if okay. As long as that other tree was happy and, you know, carefree and all the other good things. I think you're fine. I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
But I would wait for the total thing. But, I'm not sure, but I think 45 years is probably the major production kind of cycle for a production kind of tree, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
Well, I thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas. You take care. All right. Let's go to Anne. Anne happens to be not from Berkeley. Hi there, Anne.
Hello. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Hi. Yeah. And I'm not a transplant. I was actually born and raised and my siblings in Berkeley. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
went halfway
Berkeley's
around.
Berkeley's okay in a lot of areas. Just don't go to the campus.
I had to, because my children went. One child went to Cal.
Yeah. Well, so, I did too.
The other, when
I
was went to San Francisco.
Oh no! Let's not worry about that. That's another. That's a whole. That's across the bay.
I know. I shake my head every time they show me clips of San Francisco now, and I just shake my head. Oh,
yeah. It's just one of those things that I think they're going to grow out of it once the complaints start flowing into. Yeah.
No, I think they're doing it on purpose. I'll talk to you about that another time.
Another time, yes. Let's not. Merry Christmas and all that kind of good stuff right now. Ho, ho, ho. And we don't want to go there. All right.
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. You had a little frost down there.
Oh, please. And we keep having it. And I want to know, I have two gardenia plants in potted urn. But I have them within a pot, sitting in an urn.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to wrap? I have bamboo stakes. Do I need to wrap them to protect them from freeze? Or will they, because they haven't, it looks like they don't have any damage yet. And we've been cold. We've been 32.
And I think that with a gardenia, if it doesn't look like it's growing any, if there's no new growth, I don't think you have to cover them. But sometimes, even in where you are, you know, down where Bill is, you can have a problem with that if they all of a sudden get one of those false springs, which you have, you know, and if that would be around in February. So beware of that particular kind of situation. But other than that, I think you're fine without covering.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we did have that happen last year.
Yeah, right.
It was before I got the gardenias. But we did, when you said that, it was the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah, there you are.
It's warm. No, it's not.
We get that pretty much nationwide. Nationwide is something that I'm familiar with, but never mind. There's another thing in the back of my mind, whether or not I want to go with it. I'm not sure I do.
Okay.
One way or the other. Anyway, and I think that would be something to watch out for. And maybe probably in the end of January, you might want to just take another look at that. Okay?
All right. Because if I have to, I can probably get my daughter to bring them inside. But if I didn't have to, it would be better.
So yeah, well, it only, you know, that cold spell after that. Yeah, that cold spell only lasts for maybe 2 weeks, and then you'll be right back where you should be in the normal thing of things, whatever it is. But anyway, Ann, I think that's the best way to do it. Yeah. Okay?
Okay. Now, do I have time for another question?
You do, always.
Okay. Thank you. Now, my peony that I have, they survived last year, and they're going dormant. I did forget, where California, we were like a zone 8, And here we are long season, as some people call it. And where I'm actually at, it's called a mid season.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't ask me why.
I'm not going to.
As I, you know, because never mind. But my peony looks like it's dead and dying. But I remember last year you said leave it alone and it can take the cold.
That is correct. You want the cold.
You want the cold
to set up the blooms for this coming spring. Yeah.
Okay. Now I have the roots showing at the top of the peony.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have where
it looks like the harder part from the roots is above ground and it's turning all black around the edges and everything, but just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
And it'll come home dragging its blossoms behind it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas, Ann. You take care. Okay. We're going to take a little break right now. So we do have lines left open if you'd like to join us at 1-415-808-5600. This is Bob Tanum in the Garden Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You're listening to Bob Tanum in the Garden on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Yeah, let's go to Jim in Burlingame. Hi there, Jim.
Yes. Is this the time to reseed a tired lawn?
No, I would wait until probably January, the end of February.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. Love your bumper music.
I think that was Yingle Yangle, and I'm not quite sure what all of that was. That's good. You can thank David Farrell for that. He does a great job on the bumper music, that's all. Yeah. Lines are still open if you'd like to join us. And thank you, Jim, for that call. You take care and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas is a pretty important thing because that's really what it's all about. People with happy holidays, that could be happy 4th of July, that could be happy Valentine's Day, but Merry Christmas is the day and the season and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, we got about 10 minutes to kill, so if you want to jump in, you can go right ahead and do that at 8-1-415-808-5600. Okay, banana peels. Are you saving your banana peels and using them for fertilizer around your trees and shrubs? Yes, do that, because I'm not sure. I've never run a test on what they have, but they certainly work with staghorn fern. It was, and still over in this, it's now over in the Golden Gate Park. It was so big that I had to put screws onto it to hold it onto the board. And it was about 6 feet, 7 feet. Yeah, it was 7 feet wide. They had to have a special car in order to hold all of it in. They were thinking of dividing it, but then I think they just decided not to. Because it's I saw a picture of it and it was beautiful and still going on. I'm not sure why and that type of thing. If you have a problem in your garden and you want to know about it, I know it's we didn't get a lot of rain, but it's a preview of what we can get and hopefully we will. I think the main thing to watch out for now. Why don't we go to Danville and Benicia. Hi there, Danielle.
Danielle. Hi, Bob. It's Danielle. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Awesome. I'm calling. Somebody just called about lawns and replanting in February. What is a good lawn that's really drought tolerant that cars can drive over occasionally? And this would be for Lake County up in Clear Lake.
Okay.
Do you have an opinion on that?
Oh, I have lots of opinion, but then you're talking about, you know, most people are trying to get rid of the Bermuda grass, but then Bermuda would tolerate that.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know,
when I think go ahead.
Up in Lake County, you know, you do get that hot spell, which is great, you know, and the Bermuda grass is one of those grasses you would plant if you lived in Texas all the time because of the summers. And Lake County does get that kind of temperature going for it. So I think that would be one choice because the fescues and that type of thing don't really would tolerate automobiles parking on them and that type of thing. So, yeah. Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot. Take care.
You bet. All right. And thank you, Danielle, for the call. Let's go to John in San Jose. Hi.
Hi, Bob. I wanted to know how do I determine when to pick my pineapple guavas? I mean, they were green and I left them and now they're all gone. I guess some animal must have gotten them. I didn't know that they were susceptible to that, but I couldn't tell when to pick them. How do I know?
Okay, they come out, they're gray, you know, initially. John, you almost have to go out and feel them.
Oh,
if they have any give at all, they're pickable.
Regardless of the color?
That's right.
Okay, well, I guess I'll remember that for next year then.
Yeah, it's a little late now because they're all gone, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately. Do you know, are they susceptible to animals? I haven't seen any around. I can't figure it out.
The only thing I would think of, if they were bitten into, that would be rats. But if they completely disappear, that might be squirrels.
Yeah, probably. Okay, thank you very much, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you there, John, and thanks for listening. You take care. Let's go to Greg in San Francisco. Hi there, Greg.
Oh, hello, Bob. Bob, I have a tree rose, and it's the canes on it are kind of, it's a double delight, uh-huh. And the canes on it are kind of thin, and I have a couple of double delights that are pumping out some beautiful roses, and this particular tree rose is just not doing well, and I'm thinking about grafting some of the stuff off of the good rose regular bushes. And I was thinking of doing it into the root bulb, and I have no idea because I'm not a grafter.
Probably, Greg, I would never graft into a sick-looking rose from a healthy rose.
Huh.
Because you're going to wind up with the same anemic kind of growth. I'm understanding is that you're wanting to take a healthy rose and graft it into a non-healthy rose. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know that it's non-healthy. What it is I'm also going to move it. I just pruned it, and I know it's early, and I'm planning on moving it about 3 feet down the road to get a little more sun.
Mm-hmm.
And when it pumps out the roses, they're nice looking roses, but the canes are only like barely a quarter of an inch. And I'm thinking a stronger cane might produce.
It doesn't sound correct. Let me put it that way. I just don't feel comfortable doing what you're thinking of doing, unless you can make that unhealthy rose healthy, and then a graft would be quite acceptable.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, like next year after I move it, if it looks like it's doing better, where would a graft be?
Well, you should have it at the base. Well, the best shot would be if you have the rootstock, which is what you're thinking of, would be grafting into that rootstock rather than to the old cane.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. All right, Bob. Well, I can wait another year, God willing.
There you go. All right. All right, Greg. Thank you so much for the call. Mm-hmm. And thanks for all of you people out there listening. And I think it's great. Anyway, we'll be around next week, and I hope you can tune in and do all the wonderful things.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.